Well, I'm going to play a little word association with you right now. If I'm going to say some words and you just think about, you don't have to tell me, just say it to yourself silently, what you think when I say these words: damp, moist, squishy, slush, sludge. Now, what do those words have in common? Well, they're all pretty gross, that's for sure. And they're all associated with spring in northern Minnesota. The Center for Disease Control doles out good advice every day. You really should check out their website. One of the most useful items is this: if it's wet and it's not yours, don't touch it. That's not just good health advice, that's good life advice. Here in northern Minnesota, however, that becomes tricky, especially come springtime, because everything is wet. Your shoes, your pant leg, your coat sleeve, your car, your pet, your car pet. And it's a cold wet. Spring means putting on warm, dry socks and stepping in a cold puddle by the door, lifting up your foot and groaning before putting your other foot, the dry one, into the same puddle. Cold and wet, just like a healthy dog's nose, only the whole place smells like the rest of the dog. If winter's all about staying warm and summer's all about staying cool, then spring is all about maintaining a socially acceptable odor. And just like those other seasons, you're going to fail at least some of the time. You know, in the fall, we struggle to keep out the rodents. In the spring, we struggle to keep out the water, but at least you can trap the rodents. Water comes into the house more ways than a teenager past curfew. It seeps through the ceiling, dripping down from a roof damaged by ice dams. It leaks from the windows and doors like batter out the side of a hotel waffle maker. The water bursts from broken pipes, awoken from winter hibernation like an old man whose bladder control isn't what it used to be. Water even sweats through the cement of a home's foundation like beads of perspiration on a tubby jogger. You cannot stop the water any more than you can make a junior high school smell like potpourri. You can try, though, but like the unrelenting forces of time, gravity, and refrigerator mold, the water eventually presses through. Grizzled concrete installers speak of water like the coming hordes of barbarians at the fall of Rome. There's a road along a river near my house. It's underwater now, as it always is in April. Folks drive through it until the first guy stalls, and then the county puts up a cone and we drive around it. Thousands of years of human history, and we still chart our path by the moving water. The cuffs of your pants cling like shower curtains. If your shoe has a hole, you will soon learn about it. Everything is wet. But then again, human beings are mostly water. That's just a Minnesotan's way of knowing that it's spring. We can all take solace in the fact that it will be warm and dry soon enough, just in time for the forest to catch fire.